A bumper crop of cabbage in New York State means heaps of sauerkraut. Neighbors in a rural community in northern New York recently gathered to celebrate this culinary custom. They took freshly picked cabbages and sliced and shredded them with a device called a wooden food mandolin, and the aspiring sauerkraut was then salted and packed into plastic buckets. North Country Public Radio's Todd Moe sent this audio postcard.
My name is Sue Wilson. We are, I guess, the first step, slicing the cabbage in half and then getting the water out. And then we have to get any yucky leaves off, but they look really nice. Okay. And then we core them just to get this hard inside part out. And that's pretty much it. And then we hand it off.
My name is Matt Scafidi McGuire, and I'm working with a mandolin here, just slicing cabbage. You just start with a quarter or a half head of cabbage, and you brace the mandolin against something sturdy and just work the, I don't know what this is called, but the sliding tray that's holding the cabbage back and forth across the blades.
There's a box, and the cabbage is sitting in the box.
Yeah.
I'm Patricia Green. I'm mixing the shredded cabbage with the right amount of salt so that we're going to get perfect sauerkraut here. In a minute, we're going to be packing it down in the bucket. So we have to get it thoroughly mixed first. My family was German, so I got to like it. But we're going to get to like it even more this winter with a whole huge bucket of it.
My name is Valerie White, and we're in my kitchen.
You pick them, you wash them. What are some of the steps to making kraut?
We core them, we shred them. You want them to be shredded pretty consistently, so as they ferment and break down in the bucket, they all break down at the same rate so that, you know, it's sort of a consistent product from top to bottom. And you nurture it. You need to keep your eye on it, check on it a couple times a week and make sure that the process is going just fine and you'll see bubbling, and that will let you know that the fermentation is happening. The salt leaches the liquid out of the cabbage, and that's what forms the brine in which it sits and ferments.
How long have you been making sauerkraut?
Probably about 10 years or so. My grandmother used to make it, and I remember watching her, but I didn't do it for a long time. There was a little bit of a sauerkraut lapse in my life.
And now you're back to doing it.
I'm back in it, absolutely.
Sauerkraut session at Food for Thought Farm near Canton, New York.